Have you ever heard of object of desire-based arousal? It's a product of socialization that explains why we find it so hard to feel turned on or sexy if someone isn't actively desiring us. In this episode, I'm going to explain this concept and give you a sneak peek of the rest of Chapter 7 of my book, which is all about sex, dating, and romantic relationships. Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain. I'm your host, Kara Lowenthal, Master Certified Coach and founder of the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm here to help you turn down your anxiety, turn up your confidence, and create a life on your own terms, one that you're truly excited to live. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome to the sixth episode of this limited mini-series I'm doing here on the podcast with a sneak peek of each chapter of my book, Take Back Your Brain. Today, we're talking about chapter 7 of the book. This actually is the longest chapter because sex, dating, and romantic relationships was a lot to cover, and I have so many good hacks to teach you. There's honestly so much in this chapter that I cannot detail at all. First, we set the context with an intersectional approach to this topic and the different realities and belief systems that different women experience. And then we get into the common thought patterns. So in this chapter, I share what I call the four traps of romantic socialization. If you are struggling in dating or you're unhappy in a romantic relationship, these traps are the key to understanding why. The four traps are insecurity, scarcity and settling, fixation and rumination, and magical thinking. And that last one sounds like fun, but it actually will fuck you up fast. I also share what my own journey was like in working through my dating drama and finding my fiancé, and why some of the most challenging work came after I met him. And then I share some exercises to create new love beliefs. For those of you who are in a relationship, I talk about the difference between a compromised thought pattern and a critical thought pattern, in terms of whether we tend to settle or put our partners on a pedestal, or we tend to overly criticize our partners and how to shift either of those thought patterns. After that, we're not even done with the chapter. Then we get into the sex part. There's so much deep work here for people socialized as women in terms of how we've been taught to think about pleasure and how challenging it is for us to rest, to relax, and to do things just because they feel good. I also get into sex itself and how to create more sexual desire and how to handle relationships with uneven libidos. And this is where object of desire affirmation-based arousal comes in. This is the name psychologists have given the phenomenon where women are socialized to believe that what is arousing is being the object of someone else's desire. This makes us feel like we can't feel sexy or have desire unless someone else is actively desiring us. We have to be the object of desire to feel aroused. This is socialization. So in this chapter, I teach you how to create desire and how to feel sexy for yourself, regardless of what anyone else is doing or not doing, or regardless of whether you're having sex or not. Like I said, there's a lot in this chapter. And we also have an amazing bonus when you pre-order this week. This week only, you will get access to a really helpful conversation I had about relationships and thought work with some amazing relationship thinkers. It's a panel conversation with myself, with Shade Curry, an incredible dating coach, Maggie Reyes, a brilliant marriage coach, and Dr. Marissa Franco, who wrote the New York Times bestseller Platonic, all about platonic relationships and friendships. So it's really designed to speak to all different kinds of relationships, and you'll learn so much about how to improve any relationship you have using what we teach in this panel. This bonus is only available when you pre-order this week, or if you already pre-ordered in the last few weeks, of course, you will get it. And this is an instant access bonus, so as soon as you pre-order, you will be able to get it. But you have to pre-order by the end of May 5th. And of course, if you pre-order this week, you're going to get all the remaining bonuses that I'm going to release. Book comes out in a few weeks, but we still have some of the best bonuses coming. I'm releasing a bonus of my favorite money beliefs, and I'm releasing the Encyclopedia of New Thoughts, which is literally the world's longest list of different new thoughts for any area of your life that you can borrow. So you are not going to want to miss those two. And once the pre-order process is over, those disappear. They are not available anywhere else. Plus, you want to make sure you can get the book when it releases because we have a lot of pre-orders, and I would hate for you to wait for a week or two after it comes out and find that it's sold out. So if you haven't pre-ordered yet, go do that right now so you can get this panel conversation and you'll get all the other bonuses that we're going to release. Go to unfuckyourbrain.com/book or text your email to +1 347 997 1784 and the code word is book. or again, unfuckyourbrain.com/book. I'll be back in your ears on Thursday with our regular episode.